Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the third time on the podcast, musician and comedian, Chappelle Lacey, part three.
Thank you for the nostalgia.
Missed you, man.
With that that recorder there. That's what it's called again, right?
Yeah, it's a recorder, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I give you... respect with that.
You gave me respect. Very much respect. A lot of love. A lot of nostalgia. I haven't seen one of those things probably since elementary school. And you're drinking the Mountain Dew. You're chugging it. So this is a lot of nostalgia. And you got the Copenhagen Straight long cut. That reminds me of being in Arizona.
You know what's crazy you said that? Because I learned how to drink like Mountain Dew like this from Arizona State. My homie, my Native American homie, Dustin.
Yeah.
He was in
my still
dorm.
Talk to the guy?
Yeah, yeah, he's on my social media. But he had a 12-ounce can of Mountain Dew in my dorm.
Yeah.
Took it to the head, dog. And I go, whoa. He goes, that's the way you're supposed to drink
That's the way you're supposed to drink it.
Yeah.
Although I was never a soda guy.
It's so good, though.
I'm not a big soda guy.
But that's good, too.
I was ginger beer for a hot second.
Yeah.
But then I was just like, too sugary.
Too sweet,
even though I like sugar.
How's Toby doing?
Toby's great.
Do you see him a lot?
All the time.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's all like your best friend.
You
right?
Got to come to one of his shows when it's in L.A.
But you know who I love, too, in their family?
Max.
I love me some Max.
Max.
God goated. Damn, what a handsome heartthrob.
Handsome heartthrob.
Oh, my goated. God, he's a looker.
Great drummer. Great Dude. Surfer.
He's a handsome
good skater.
He's a handsome kid, huh?
Handsome kid.
And
he can play, he can jam.
Yeah.
Sporadic.
The ladies love him, don't they?
Ladies love
you
him.
You can say that.
Yeah. He's a good looking guy.
He's handsome.
Handsome? He's working out now.
Does he still have the bleach blonde hair?
It's not bleach, that's his natural hair.
Wow.
Imagine
that. So he's a California blonde.
He's a California blonde.
God dang.
Born right in
LA.
That
kid, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, you
that's
just
crazy you're doing that.
Why? Should I not do
it,
this?
No, because it reminds you of growing up in Arizona.
Dude, come on. You can't all forget the dude, about
all
your
the
roots.
Dudes a lot of dudes I grew up with would do the Copenhagen. That's Copenhagen Straight, right? Yeah, straight, long cut, yeah.
It's like beef jerky. It's better than beef jerky. It's crazy. Yeah, it's the best thing ever.
I used to do the Red Man Chew.
Oh.
Yeah. So
dude,
we would take
baseball players.
Wait,
shit.
Crazy enough that you have this sitting here.
That's
we
for
would,
you.
We would take Bubblicious.
How do you? Yeah, that's
crazy. And we would do the Red Man together and put the Bubblicious with the Red Man because it would ease up on the flavor because the flavor was pretty
this
damn
tough. Arizona?
Yeah.
Is this for baseball?
I didn't play no baseball.
Oh, okay. So that's just the homies.
Yeah. I don't know if baseball players do it that way, but the homies were like.
But baseball players do this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of my homies still do that. They still run it with the.
Speaking of baseball, I got to shout out my cousin Catherine's kid. He plays for the Pirates.
Wow.
So shout out to my main man, Alika Williams.
We got to give a shout out. What's his name?
Alika Williams.
Is his dad black?
And it's birthday today.
His dad's not black?
His dad's white.
And his name's Alika?
Yeah, that could be kind of a Hawaiian-esque name as well.
Okay.
Alika, Malia.
But we be doing that as black people.
That's fine. That's fine. We be doing that. But they could do it too,
though.
We'll
take a Hawaiian name for sure.
But they could do it too, right?
Yeah, they could do it too.
Yeah. You just dropped a special as well.
I did drop a special.
All right. Let's
30-minute special.
Let's ease into it. Let's talk about the whole trajectory, the whole process. Hey, congratulations, by the way. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
How did you get to the point confident enough to do that 30?
I just fucking worked it every week.
I love watching every week. I love watching your clips, by the way, on Instagram. No, your crowd work shit, dude.
Oh, thank you.
You're getting good at it, dude. Yeah. You're getting real good at it.
You know what, man? I will say this. I feel like I have gotten a lot better as a comedian, for sure. And also, like, I wasn't taking time. Like, I wasn't posting a lot of, like, comedy stuff, like, to begin with, because I was just like, I was like, I'm good, but I'm like,
You know what? As an observer, you're not over the top with your shit. It feels like you're just in your living room shooting the shit.
That's how I am.
Like, you're like, I think there's a Latino guy, you're like, what's going on, homie? Like you're just kind of like, but it seems natural. Like, did that take practice, or are you nervous when you do this?
Nah, I just know you just, crowd work's different because it's like off the cuff, but like, I think you just gotta like fucking, you know, you just gotta like, I don't know, just do whatever is true to you. Like, if as long as it's true, then like, all the stuff is easy to find within that world. But if you're trying to like do something like and go outside of like your own truth, then that's what makes it harder. Cause that's what I like, all my stand up, like my written material, like in the 30-minute special, all that's like, you know, true. So I took from the truth and just like was able to build off that and like, make it funny.
How many different places do you need to go to perfect a 30-minute set like that? Like, where you film it, dude?
Wherever you go. Just, like, wherever I could get up, you know? Why do I feel like this is a fucking proper interview? Like, I'm on Oprah?
No, you've been here before, yeah, dog. I mean,
like, I'm explaining something
what,
like...
No, no, but this is what I like to know.
Like, I'm with
know.
Larry King and shit. No, Larry King. I was like, wait, why am I talking like this? It's not you, it's me. I'm like, yeah, this is my art. I'm very passionate.
I really want to get in there. Like, I want to know like what goes on in your head and like what inspires you for bits and stuff. Is it mostly observational shit?
No, I don't do too much observational. Some of it is observational, but a lot of it is like my life.
Yeah.
A lot of it's like where I was, where I'm at, a lot of that, a lot of back and forth with that shit. Yeah.
Have you done it at the Comedy Store?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at the most.
Does my brother treat you with respect?
Define respect.
Well, I heard from the grapevine, sometimes he'll cut your sets short. Like, come on, dude, wrap it up.
How'd you know that?
Because I know my brother, dude.
Yeah, so
can I say, can I try to?
Yeah.
Dude, wrap it up, dude.
Yeah.
Just go eat.
Yes.
Hurry up, dude.
It's because he always wants to go eat.
Like, hurry up, dude.
In which I'm always down to go eat, but I'm like, bro, let me do my time. I know. Let me do my time.
But that, you know what? That means he likes you.
I know. He does express that a lot. He's always like, I love you.
He does love you.
I love you. How he gets where he's,
yeah.
I love you.
He loves you. Yeah.
He'll point and all
but
that shit.
But when he says that, he means it. Like, he doesn't say that
no,
to
he
everyone.
Means it, yeah.
Does he take you to the Korean spa?
Bro.
No, can we talk about that?
He did that before I met you.
Korean spa.
Yep.
Which
right
one?
Up on, it's like kind of hidden in the back.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Is
like,
there a pool table or a ping pong table?
It's like, there's like across the street, there's like a 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
I think it might be on like 8th or 6th.
Yeah.
One of those, but it's like, it's
on
it's
a
like,
side street.
It's on a side street. You just kind of tucked
in.
There's
like a karaoke bar on the top right.
You know that?
Dude, I've been there too, bro.
Oh.
I tried to do a vlog there.
Oh, really?
They cut that real.
Yeah, because it's new.
I know. But I was like newer to YouTube back then. Like, I was more like green. And this guy was not having it.
Of course.
He goes, yashike. He was like, in Korean, let me see the footage. Erase that shit.
How you say it?
Yashikya.
Yashikya.
Yeah, like, yeah, motherfucker. Hey, yashikya. Motherfucker. Yeah, yashikya.
Yashikiya.
Yeah, like you fucking
hey, look, I did
yeah,
that.
You did it good.
I did?
Yeah.
I bet I could learn Korean fast.
Real quick. Was you guys both butt naked in there? Or did you? Because you could put on shorts. I don't know.
He didn't give me that option. I didn't know you could put on shorts. This is the first time I'm hearing about the shorts thing. This is the first time. There's shorts? Bro, I'm going to beat your brother's ass.
So he pulled a fast one.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He said, just take your clothes off and put them in this locker.
That means he really likes you. If he did that and didn't give you the shorts option.
Do you know how long Do you know how long I knew your brother?
That's so funny to me.
Do you know how long I knew your brother when that happened?
No.
Dude, I knew him for like a week. Yeah, like a week. Like a straight up week.
Dude, he's weird, right?
Solid
dude,
week.
That's weird, dude. Good. I'm so sorry.
It's cool if I take
dude.
My hoodie off?
No, you're good, dude. You can do whatever you want. Are you getting hot in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a heater on over there.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I get it. I respect that.
All right, man. I didn't mean to get off course. We're going to get back to your special. What's the name of the special, man?
Three Dads, Two Moms.
Okay. And then what inspired that?
Because I have three dads and two moms, bro. Bro, I feel like I'm in an Oprah interview.
And where did you film it, man?
In San Diego.
At the
Poway.
Poway.
No, I'm just gonna lie.
Poway. Respect right there. Proper. And then, if you mess up, I think I asked Ari this, but do you do like how many takes do you do when you film it?
We did two shows, early and a late show.
And then how do you edit it at all, or is it just raw?
They sent me the raw footage. I watched over it like a billion times. And then I was just like, I don't have any notes. I said, just put it out.
You said that to the management company? Or like
the people I did it through, Don't Tell Comedy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then how do you, is it free, or how do people like check it out?
It's on YouTube.
It is, okay.
Did we not say that?
Did he say that? Sorry, man. People are going to say, Steve, shut up. Quiet. Listen to your guest. I'm so sorry. That's why I'm going half vlogs, too, because I know, like, you know, I've been doing this for a while, but I'm going to let you, you know, you could take over right now as far as... Now, what do you want people to know about, like... your special and like how do they best support it and everything?
Yeah, just go to youtube.com, Don't Tell Comedy, go to the Don't Tell Comedy page, and it's like right at the top, or just type in Three Dads, Two Moms,
mm-hmm,
or whatever, mm-hmm. Chappelle Lacey, and then that'll pop up.
Now, do you still visit AZ or do shows in Arizona to pay homage back?
I only like doing secret shows in Arizona. I hate doing shows that I'm like, announcing that I'm like headlining.
Why?
You think I like performing out there?
Well, what about the Tempe Improv?
Because all friends and family like show up.
But
and they
isn't
just
that look, a good thing?
No.
Really?
Fuck, never is. It's annoying.
What? Really?
Why? Because I feel like I'm like they make like I don't know like I feel like I'm like, you know, like I it just feels very weird.
Like what it meant? Like what? Like hometown hero type thing?
No, not hometown hero. It's just like. Like, performing for people you know is the weirdest fucking thing.
Well, I thought that
like, with stand-up wise.
I thought you guys preferred that.
Who?
Well, just comedians in general, don't you think?
For people I know?
Yeah.
I don't want to perform for them motherfuckers.
You don't.
No, I get the best, like, vibe and, like, best, like, flow out of people that I don't know. Because, I don't know these motherfuckers, so it's, like, whatever to me. Whereas, like, people I know, you know, especially if I say something, they're like, oh, that's not how it went. And I'm like, bitch.
So you've interrupted shows, but you've said that
I've been interrupted
during a show during one.
Yes.
How often does that happen?
People shouting at me like, "Yo, it's me."
In Arizona?
Yes.
Oh.
And then they want to sit up front. I'm like, sit your ass in the back, yo.
Oh my God. So do you? Oh God. So how do you control that?
My anger?
No.
Oh, no.
I know, we all have that too. But I'm just saying, how do you control a show like that where it's out of your control, where a guy...
Don't do them?
No, I'm just saying, like, how do you get... Is it a lot harder to get through?
Because
the
I'm
show?
Just, like, looking at them, like, talking, and they're just looking at me like...
Do you remember me, dude?
And I'm like...
Oh, my God. So what's the... Okay, let's go on the flip side of that. What would be the ideal show?
Ideal? Anyone but that one?
Okay, how about this? Completely drunk crowd or completely sober crowd?
I don't want no drunk-ass crowd.
But dude,
who wants
a
drunk crowd?
Aren't they more loosened up? Like in the
For sure, but like, sometimes they can get a little annoying.
And they could heckle.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that if there's more than one heckle? Because I've seen you on your clips deal with certain things, but what if it was like, one side of the room, and then at the like 5 minutes later, there's another person that chimes in, and it just keeps like snowballing.
If I don't feel like dealing with it, and I'm just trying to like do my material and shit, and if like other people like if the rest of the crowd is like having fun, then I'll be like, yo, man, like you're the only one doing that, and like I'm not interacting with you, like I'm like
during the show,
yeah, I'll do that, yeah.
So you have
I'll just be real,
you have to acknowledge it,
yeah, I'll be real. Especially if they just keep doing it.
What's the most disruptive thing a person could do in the crowd?
Call me the N-word.
And that hasn't happened, God forbid. That, right. I mean, because I feel...
Now,
I'll feel bad for them. Because, dude, I've seen you kind of angry. Like, we were driving in your car once, and then this guy, I think he was like he was driving weird, and then I seen you speed up, and I saw it in your eyes. And I, like, because you drove me home. A few times.
He's lying.
No, I'm just saying. I've seen it. I'm like, whoa, like.
I'm healed.
No, but.
I'm healed. I don't know what the hell he's talking
about.
But
if that happens, that's like, that person's excommunicated.
You're out of here.
You're out.
You're out of here.
You're out of here.
You're out of here.
So, do you deal with that, or does the management deal with that?
The club will, like, deal with it. The clubs I do not like are ones that, like, are scared to, like, deal with, like, remove a heckler or tell them to be quiet. Those are the ones I hate.
And what states are those? Because you go
I don't know.
Over
I mean, it depends on where you're at. It's not like, I mean, it's not a specific state or whatever.
What's your favorite? Where's your favorite place to perform?
Favorite? I really love Springfield, Missouri.
Like
Springfield,
Missouri.
I like Portland.
Mm.
I like Philly. I like Philly a lot. I like New York.
There you go, man. There you go.
Who else do I like a lot? I like the South. A lot of places in the South are very fun.
Like, give me an example. Like what's
like I like North Carolina.
Have you been to Alabama?
I haven't done Alabama yet. Mm-hmm. I love Texas is always good.
Have you did Arkansas?
Like, not Arkansas,
like
yet.
Little Rock, Arkansas or something?
No, not yet. They have a club there, though.
Florida?
I've done Florida.
Do you like Florida?
I like Tampa.
Okay. Yeah.
I like performing in Tampa.
Yeah. Do you have...
Yeah.
Do you have...
I'm not a Florida fan.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't like mugginess.
Florida, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Every time I'm there, I'm just mad that I'm muggy.
Oh, because of the weather.
The weather.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Have you done like Midwest?
Yeah.
Have you done Iowa?
I haven't done ayahuasca, but no. I haven't done ayahuasca.
But have you done ayahuasca?
No, I haven't. Have you?
No. But I want to try at least once before I die. Yeah. Do you feel like we're...
That's the bucket list? This fucking ayahuasca, bro. You could just go do it, bro.
No, you can't, because I asked Ari off camera. I go, hey.
Oh, yeah. He went to, like, Bolivia.
But this is the thing.
We're talking about Manus, right?
I asked Ari about it, because I, you know, sometimes I watch Joe Rogan.
Manus or Shafir?
Shafir.
Oh, God. He's done it, too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's been to the... Where was he? He was in Peru or something.
But I think it's Bolivia.
Yeah. But then he said... I asked him, and he said... You know, you can't get that shit. You have to, like, know somebody who knows somebody, or you have to go to a shaman.
You can get here.
I don't think so. So you've been... Okay, so you've been to a comedy show because you're a headliner now, and someone's pulled you to the side and said, hey, dog, I got some ayahuasca.
Not like that.
I know, but it's not like... It's usually
but
like...
But you could do it out here.
I know, but I don't think it's that...
Talk to some people. There's a lot of people. Craig Conant talks about it all the time. He's done it here. He isn't going to Bolivia.
But, like, isn't it, like, a really rare thing to come across some shit like that?
I don't think it's that, like, really? Difficult. Nah. You can go to Malibu and do that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know anyone who's done that?
What? Yes, I just named one.
But other than that, like, has Toby's straight edge, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Toby. Okay. Because I heard you go to a different, like, space dimension.
People say do it if you feel like you got some fucked up shit, but don't do it if you don't.
My friend said he went to outer space. Like, he saw alien fractal beings.
Me, on the other hand, I am healed.
What you keep saying healed. Do you do therapy or something? Like, why do you keep saying that?
Yeah, I mean, I reconnected with my anger management teacher, like, 2 years ago, something like that.
Oh, okay, so what was that like? Like, why, when, like... Like we were, like, were you punching, like, walls or something? Like, were you...
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That angry?
I've punched a wall. Like, I've also slammed my head into a wall. Yep. With my stepdad, dog.
Oh, okay, so.
I remember, clearly.
So have you guys.
I used to fucking.
But have you guys.
Yeah.
Like, you guys have duked
it out.
Really?
Well, I mean, more like him duking me out. than me doing it to him.
So what's the most angriest you've got? Like, what's the, like, craziest thing you've done, like, before the anger management
craziest
classes?
Thing I've done? That time I tried to fight my teachers. Well, it wasn't my teachers. It was teachers. And what? My brother threw a trash can at them, and it was a whole commotion, all that shit.
So, okay, so tell me, how has it helped you? Like, if I were to take an anger management course...
I don't think I didn't think. I mean, yeah. I've done a lot of shit. I talked about this before. There was one time I asked this dude that I cheered with to take me to McDonald's because I was drunk one night. Had a Wild Turkey night. Wild Turkey was like my thing. Wild Turkey in 40s, right?
Damn, dog.
And I was, you know, I was in college and I was like, hey, yo, man, take me to McDonald's right now. I'm hungry. He's like, no, I'm trying to go to bed. I have a class in the morning. I was like, bro, what the fuck? Why you say it like that? I felt he was being disrespectful. So then I fucking went outside to where his car was, walked on the top of it, and I said, take me to McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
And then I peed in it.
On his car?
Passenger seat.
Oh, God, pal.
I know.
So these anger management courses, what are they? What do you?
I'm healed.
I know, but what are they? How do they help you out? Like, what do you guys talk about?
Just find the root of it. You know, find the root of where it all comes from.
And you sorted that out.
Yeah, I know exactly where it comes from.
Family, the home.
My stepdad.
Okay.
I hope so, you zoom in on my eyes on that part.
So if he happens to watch this, everything
he ain't watching this shit.
No, but you never know, it's the internet, bro. Like, what if? No, he okay. That's fine, bro.
He don't got no social media. He don't do anything like that.
Where's he at right now?
He's back home in Mesa. I love my stepdad. He's great.
Oh, he's in Mesa.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
all my family's in Mesa.
By Mesa Community College, like
near. Yeah, yeah, not too far from there.
Oh,
so, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I love Arizona still. Yeah, yeah.
I know, yeah. Now, no, me and my stepdad are cool. We're cool. So there's no,
bad blood. But so that works. Anger management courses actually work then if you show up and you're honest.
Depends on who you got.
How did you find
out? I've had three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've had three. First one was in high school. Second one was in college. And second and third were in college.
And then how did you find these people?
How did I find them? They found them for me.
Who's that?
You think I fucking found them?
Oh.
Yeah, it was mandated, bro.
Oh, it was
yeah, by the schools, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So the faculty got involved.
Yeah, in high school, yeah, it was like, yeah.
Damn, dog. That's
but
crazy.
Also, like, it's weird because they didn't give my brother anger management and he threw the trash can at them.
That's crazy.
But I guess I had more anger outburst.
Can I ask you something about, I'm going back to Hollywood now. Does Will Smith need anger management?
I don't know. I mean, that wasn't nothing.
But he followed. But the thing is, because I've been, I was obsessing about it because I kept rewinding it. He followed through. It was like a tennis swing. He followed through with that shit, man.
Yeah, he did.
Do you think Chris Rock handled it well?
He did what he could do.
I mean, that's such an uncomfortable thing.
Yeah.
That happened. I can't believe it. That's why I feel like we're in a simulation.
I don't think Chris understood what was going on, especially when he walked up to the stage. Like, he's just like, what's going on?
Well,
like,
it was a G.I. Jane joke, right?
Alopecia joke.
Yeah, but G.I. Jane, yeah, because of the bald
Shout
head.
Out to my cousin Alopecia.
So you look up to Chris Rock, man?
Yeah, what?
I mean, have you seen, like, is he one of the, he's one of the best still, right?
I would say so for sure, yeah.
Have you met him, man?
No, I never met Chris Rock.
Who have you met at the comedy? Like, have you met Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I met Dave. Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, I got to hang out with him when I was on tour with Bert Kreischer. We all hung out one night.
Oh, so
it was chill.
Oh,
yeah, okay. It was great. It was chill. Yeah.
What's he like?
We did IVs, bro.
What is that?
Like the IVs. They have like all the nutrients and like vitamins.
Oh damn!
Yeah, we sat in a circle listening to like Nirvana. Fucking just
wait at Bert's house.
No, it's like Dave's like private bar. Or something.
He doesn't live here though, right? He lives
no. It was in Ohio when we were on the road.
He was in Ohio.
Yeah, we were in Ohio on the road.
Oh, that's cool.
Some like little thing he has or whatever for himself.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
fun.
Isn't that like a childhood kind of dream? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, were you nervous hanging out with?
No, I don't really get nervous. No. I don't get nervous because I'm like, just don't bother. Don't bug nobody.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? That's how I am. Like, I'm a big Family Matters geek.
Yeah.
Like Die Hard, Family Matters.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like had the Urkel doll, everything. You pull the string.
Yeah.
Say, did I do that? You got any cheese? All
did
that
I
shit.
Do that?
Yeah, yeah. Good, yeah. Good, good impression.
Yeah.
And, all the above, right? And I saw him today.
You saw Steve Urkel?
Yeah.
Where at?
Like in the Valley or whatever. And I just kept it cool with him.
Who would you trip out? I mean, since we're in LA, who would you trip out if you saw, like, in public?
Who would I geek out over?
Yeah,
if
who
I saw
who would you, like, really geek out or get nervous over, like, oh, damn, that's him or that's her or whatever?
Eddie Murphy.
I mean,
for sure.
He's a special guy, dude.
Norbit. Nutty Professor.
No, I'm talking. What about Delirious? 48
Hours.
What about Delirious?
Delirious. I know. I'm going through.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going through the catalog.
Yeah.
Dude, I did the coolest thing like a few weeks ago.
Dude.
The fucking Tarantino's theater, right?
Yeah.
So one of the nights they showed Richard Pryor live in concert, and then right after that they showed Eddie Murphy raw, back to back.
Dude, he was a youngster when he did all that. Wasn't
he was 24 when he. Record no, it raw.
But he was 18 or 19 when he did Delirious.
No, he's 22.
But that's still young.
No, yeah.
Dude.
Bro, I didn't do no special at 20. I did my first special was at 38. I mean, it's in a half hour.
That's crazy.
You know, that motherfucker is straight hour at 22.
So wouldn't you say, like, Eddie is, like, he's up there as far as just talent-wise.
Yeah, of course. Also, what I love about Eddie is that he's studied the world of comedy in a deep level.
Really?
Yeah, because he liked Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, he went that far back?
Yep. He used to watch it as a kid, he said. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
What about Beverly Hills Cop? Grew up with that shit, bro. I love it. 48
Hours?
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Yeah.
Fucking Golden Child? You were in that movie, weren't you? You guys were... you and Bobby were in Golden Child. I just realized that. Yeah.
That was a good movie, dude.
Wow, you got to act with Eddie Murphy.
That was like, what, in the 80s?
Yeah, it was in the 80s.
Yeah. Okay, so if you met Eddie Murphy, let's see, he popped in the OR.
I thought you been popped in right here.
No. He ain't popping out there. No, he ain't coming here. What if he popped in the OR during 10 minutes into your set, and he's watching you? And you, hey, dog, and you notice... peripheral, hold up, and then you're like, in your mind, you're like, you have to finish the show, but then in the back of your head, you're like, Eddie Murphy's in the back of the room watching my set.
Dude, I've had comedians smaller than Eddie Murphy watch me that I've like really like, and I've gotten like,
nervous? Fucking,
like, oh shit, they're watching me. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you
like ones that are not as big as Eddie Murphy, yeah.
So if it was Eddie, you would just be like, all right, that's
Eddie,
my time.
You'd be like, all right, thank you guys. Like, Chappelle, you just got up here.
Can I also bring up people, no one talks about him, and he's a juggernaut in my eyes. Damon Wayans.
Dog.
I seen him, man. No one talks about him, man. I seen him a few times. Dude, I was crying. He was so good.
Dog.
The Wayans, dude. I mean, Damon. I love the Wayans. I love Keenan, Marlon, but Damon, dude.
Damon.
Dude.
Damon. Damon all the way.
You seen a movie called Hollywood Shuffle? It's an old...
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Is that the...
Robert Townsend's in it.
Robert Townsend, yes. Robert.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Robert Townsend, yes.
So for those who haven't seen it's free on
Robert Townsend would put a lot of those dudes on, man.
So Robert Townsend put out a movie, I think in the 80s or 90s, called Hollywood Shuffle. It's free on Tubi. The Wayans brothers are in it.
Yep.
Have you seen it? I haven't. It's so
Wait, how old are you? I'm 24. Oh, yeah, she ain't seen it.
I know, but it's free on Tubi. I'm just letting y'all know. It's free on Tubi right
bro,
now.
Bro, you hype it up Tubi. It's the fucking deal. Bro, he's like, yeah, it's like Tubi, that new wave, dog.
Tubi's a poor man's.
Wow. Sorry if I'm wearing sweatpants.
No, you're good. Tubi's a poor man's.
It's just raining out. And I didn't want to
poor
wear
man's
pants.
Netflix.
Yeah, I know, right? You got Tubi, huh?
Everyone can have Tubi.
Yeah. Wait, you it's free? Oh!
No. Okay, so this thing.
Wow,
about,
I didn't know Tubi was free.
But this is the thing about Tubi.
That's why those movies are fucking the way they are.
But there's like horror movies, like the fucking cult classics, you know, on there. They have
they show like
Chud and Troll, and like Phantasm,
yeah,
and the Changeling.
So Tubi's an Android.
Dude, yeah, they got all the ones that like the B movies,
yeah.
the kung fu flicks, the horror, yeah, all that.
Kung Fu Hustle.
They got. I think they have it on there. Yeah, that
you
was
know
a
that's
good
like
movie.
One. You know that's like one of my favorites.
You know, it's crazy because that's one of my brother's favorites, too.
No fucking way.
Yeah, you should talk to Bob about that.
Dude, I love Kung Fu Hustle.
It's great.
It's fucking great.
Just the scenes.
Dude, there was a point in time where I was literally watching it like almost every day.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. I like martial art films.
But what about that dude with that instrument? Was it like a...
Oh, the dudes. Accordion? It was like, two of them.
Yeah, but it was.
But they
like,
had they no. It was like a lap.
It was a
like
lap,
like a lap guitar.
Thing. Yeah, like
and they would throw like the strings and it would throw out swords.
That was fucking ill as fuck. Yeah,
hard.
You know what I like?
The dudes with the ring that had the rings on his head. He's like fighting them like, dude. Especially when those the what you call it game, the Hatchet Gang came through to town.
The Hatchet Game. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And those dudes, those village dudes came through and like fucked them up. The three dudes. One had the stick.
Well, the thing about the rings, dog.
Yeah, don't get me started on this movie.
Dude, the townspeople like what it is. It's like this small community, but you didn't know who were the hidden kung
and
fu
masters.
And meanwhile,
the kung fu masters.
But one of them was
the landlords.
Like, yeah.
The wife and husband.
They were the illest ones.
Yeah, the wife and husband.
The ones were like, one of them was like the laundromat guy.
Yeah.
Or like the dishwasher
guy.
Yes, yes. You know what I mean? So you didn't know who was like
who
the
was
ill
who.
One. Yeah.
And meanwhile, they were killers.
Yeah, so good.
So good. I love that movie.
I miss like that, like the old school, like the choreography of like.
Yeah, I guess, they still do it. Ung Bak. Was really good at that.
Yeah, that was
I
good.
Love Ong Bak. Yeah. Obviously, Ip Man. It's like really dope.
And the Seven Deadly Venoms.
I watched. What did I watch?
All the Shaolin shit.
What did I rewatch recently? Oh, the fucking the Wu-Tang movie.
Okay,
the 36 Chambers.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Where they basically got the name from 36
so
Chambers.
So I didn't know this, but in New York,
have you seen it?
I'd seen one of them. I think on Tubi, not like the good one.
It ain't on Tubi. don't you disrespect 36 Chambers like that.
But the thing is, they really, even Q-Tip and those guys used to really watch the kung fu flicks in New York.
I think it was like, I think a lot of that shit was big in like, because my stepdad was really big into it. And
really?
I think that shit was just like big in like the black community.
No, it's not an East Coast thing?
Nah, I think a lot of black people just fuck with that
they,
shit.
They fuck with it. Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends' dads and shit, like we're watching martial art films.
And a lot of them.
One of my homies' dads, he was like teaching us karate because that's what he used to teach.
Yeah.
He was like retired
from
it. He would teach us like karate and shit. And he would talk about all these movies.
Well, you hear like the RZA and the GZA talk about the mentality, how like they formed a clan because they got it from the kung fu movie.
Yeah, because it's like the art form is very beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And it's and the art form is like, seems a lot more peaceful, but also like, it's just, I love when there's a stoic motherfucker
that will just
go out and just can fuck people up.
Not only that, they have
I love those storylines.
Michael
Jai White, he's got some films where he's just like the lone wolf. Only thing he has is a backpack. You know what I mean?
Like Lone Wolf.
He's like a lone wolf kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, one person just fucks with him. And then he fucks up the whole neighborhood.
Dude, they don't.
They're always in a neighborhood with gangs of some sort.
You know what would be dope is if
I'll tell you, I love that shit.
If Tarantino made a modern day. Because, you know.
He did Kill Bill, didn't he?
Yeah, but something other than Kill Bill.
Something other than Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Also, RIP to fucking Kung Fu Master. I forget his name. what's his name? You ever seen Kung Fu Legend Continues?
Can you look that up real quick?
That's you never seen it?
I don't know. I've seen. Dude, I've seen the, Invincible like the 90s? Armor. I don't think I've seen
it. It was
one.
A series.
Really?
Kung Fu Legend Continues?
Can you write that down, please?
You see it?
Okay. Kung Fu. Oh, okay. What, okay. Was
what's his name? Homie's name? The lead actor? He passed.
So it was a series?
No, not Kwai Chang.
Peter Kane?
No. He had like a regular ass name. He's in Kill Bill.
Kim Chan?
Let me see what it looked like. Nah, not that motherfucker. The main character of Kung Fu Legend Continues.
What is this, a TV series?
It was a TV series from like the 90s, right?
Yeah.
I used to watch that as a kid. I love that shit.
I didn't know how much you were into Kung Fu.
Bruh,
you
what?
Never talked about this last time.
I guess most people don't know that because I don't really talk about it because there's no one else I could geek out with about it.
David Carradine.
Yes.
Oh,
that's him.
That doll.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a TV series called Kung Fu. Legend Continues.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Okay.
Also, yeah, I used to watch Walker Texas Ranger all the time, like Chuck Norris. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Just Legend Continues?
No, just Legend Continues.
No, this is like the original.
The original? Oh, when did that? That was in the 70s?
That's crazy.
Got it. So, no, I didn't watch that one. So, when I was a kid, Legend Continues was on TV.
Damn. So you really love this shit.
Love.
What about
Rumble
this?
In the Bronx, bro?
What about this?
You like Rumble in the Bronx?
Was that Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What if there's a hardcore band... But it was kind of like the Wu-Tang, but
where they had like the hardcore world.
Yeah. But it was hardcore music.
I guess some of my lyrics.
Yeah. Why don't you form a band on that stuff?
So, interesting enough, like some of my lyrics, not all of them yet. I think I'm evolving more into it. The lyrics I write for Mad Peaceful, like a lot of them were like from these books that I've been reading by like this monk, like Thich Nhat Hanh. He's a monk, Vietnamese monk.
Yeah. I have one of his little, his
books. Oh,
right
really?
There. Yeah.
Do you have the one called Anger?
It's an orange.
Oh, do you have like the one? Little orange. You have the one that's something.
It's like an orange manual book.
It's like you have the one that's like something beautiful life or
yes,
how to live.
I think something like that. Yeah.
Bro, you didn't know I knew this, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. So like some of the lyrics like that are inspired from the books and like I'll listen to his shit on YouTube
and
all that stuff. I'm like fascinated by like the monk and like
the Buddhism
Buddhist world because of all the religions, that one just seems the most like, here's how you stay grounded.
Yeah.
Here's how you find peace. It's all within you. It's all on you. Mm-hmm. And like, I love.
And karma's involved too.
Yeah, I love that shit. And just like, I don't know. I fucks with that shit heavy.
You believe in reincarnation?
I don't know.
Like, as far as, like, you think that we get recycled into the...
I mean, do I think I'm somebody else? I don't know.
No. I'm saying when you pass away on this plane, do you think that, like... Because I heard...
Are you somebody else?
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel... Like, I've heard, like, if you go into the light, it's a trap. Like, have you heard of a soul trap where it, like, it recycles you back into the simulation? Or some shit like that. And I'm like... Because we're always taught, like, you know, as far as, like, religious belief systems, like, go to the light. But then I'm seeing stuff now where it's like, yeah, no, you don't go into the light. That's a trap. Have you heard, like, there's these entities called the Archons where they deceive you. And then they could shapeshift and they could pose as, like, one of your family members. Like, and then they'll be like, come. And then once you go in the light, they wipe your memory and then you get reincarnated into a different body. I don't know if that's true because I'm sitting here with you and we're still living, but that's a scary thought, isn't it? Like, damn. Don't look at me. You don't believe any of that.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler ColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bro, you went on a whole ass rant. Wait, Asian Man Records? Mike Park?
Yeah, Mike Park. I reached out to him once. I was supposed to get him on the podcast. Do you think he'd be a good person? Come on, man. Don't play with me right now. Don't play. Yeah. So Mike Park, if you're out there, I know I hollered at you a few years ago. You're still welcome.
Bro, I listened to his Bruce Lee band record from like the self-titled from like 90. I think it's like from like 97. I listened to that like almost every fucking day. I put that record on.
Can you describe to the viewers who Mike Park?
Mike Park, Asian Man Records. He's a ska dude. His other band is Skank and Pickle, mm-hmm. and he has this band. But my personal fave is his band Bruce Lee Band. And one of my buddies showed me that album in like junior high, the self-titled record. It's like the album cover is a picture of him as like a kid, like in you know, his yard, just like smiling or whatever. And that record means so much to me because it's such a good record from start to like finish.
And that's his band.
And it's
like,
and it's just a fun. First of all, ska is fun as fuck. And I love how fun ska is. And I love the concerts. The concerts are fucking dope. Like anytime I've gone to like a ska show or ska punk, I've always had like the time of my life, and I'm smiling the whole fucking time.
I mean, I grew up.
The energy is fucking great.
I grew up with the English beat and all. I love that shit.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I grew up with like that, like the early wave, like the Selector and the Specials, Bad Manners.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your reincarnation.
No, it's fine, dude. We can put. You know what? I might edit that out, dude. Because like,
no, keep it in.
No. Because I don't want people to say, "Hey, Steve's mental health is going downhill." You know, like I don't know, Steve. I think you need to touch grass. You know, all that. Yeah. I don't need all those comments, man.
Yeah.
I got my own demons.
Get some vitamin D.
I got demons in my head already.
Yeah.
You know, that mess with me. Uh-huh. I don't need the YouTube comments to encourage my demons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, that's fine. Can you timestamp that as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, but we were on the.
I don't know, man. I didn't think we were going to go Kung Fu movies to Wu-Tang Clan.
Dude, I'm telling you. this is how much I love Kung Fu movies or any martial art film. Even the bad ones, I'll watch.
I like the because ones even, where the even, dub, the English even, dub, with,
yes,
where the voices even, don't match the character. Dog,
even with the fucking bad ones,
oh, dude.
Like, the fighting is still dope.
It's I like the ones great. With, like, the dudes with the gray hair and the gray Fu Manchu.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You watch the, watch Wu-Tang.
Do they got drunken style? The 36 Chambers. Do they got, like, a drunken style?
Yeah, dude, basically, Wu-Tang 36 Chambers movie, the guy, the start of the film, one of his peoples gets killed. This dude comes in, some like fucking evil motherfucker kind of takes over his village, starts like killing the motherfuckers and all that. And then he like escapes and he goes basically to learn the 36
Chambers.
He goes to learn like all these different styles of like fighting. He fights, you know, with weapons, with not weapons. And, you know, he's like walking light on like these fucking, these like wooden logs that are in the water, and he's got to walk across it. You know,
what
all
style
this shit.
Did he like? Special was it like eagle style?
No, they teach you everything.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know there's like a toad style.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know if it goes like as deep as like the toad style that stuff like that.
Yeah.
Someone in the comments correct me if I'm wrong. If they do that, like, let me know. But yeah, you watch this dude just basically go through this journey, he fucking learns his style, and he becomes like at first he's like a chaotic dude, and like, you know, just like, just he just has this anger in him, mm-hmm. right? And what I love about martial art films is why I love them. This is why I gravitate towards them. It's because they take these angry dudes and make them pretty fucking stoic and monk-like.
There it is.
Right?
It's right there, folks.
Right?
I was trying to put it together.
As to why I like them? You figured it out, right?
I figured it out. It all makes sense now. Yep. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because I admire that shit. Because that's who I want to be.
You want to be the stoic kung fu motherfucker.
Yes, yes.
Went through trials and tribulations.
Yes.
And at the end of his journey is like, you know what? I went through all that shit, but now I'm like the stoic guy. And I went through hell getting there, right? Wow.
And now they're at peace. But they'll fight if they need to, but they fight in such a peaceful way. They don't fight with anger.
Dude, I just thought of your next special, bro. You should spend
36 chambers.
Whole thing on kung fu movies, man. I don't see a lot of motherfuckers doing that, and right?
You want me to do a whole set on kung fu movies?
Yeah. Or at least get like a couple bits on
it. You want me to do a whole special on?
I'm just saying. I mean, the advertising, like the poster, would be so ill. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you
now, fuck that. I want my own kung fu film, yo.
Would you? Yeah, that would be sick.
Yeah.
So would you if a director says?
You ever seen a fucking Bruce Leroy, Last Dragon.
Oh, you are the last dragon. You are
I'm talking, I don't think you understand, dog. I like love this.
Dude, Bruce Leroy. Do you remember the music was great?
The music was great. I think they had the barge in there. In the middle of the arena of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, show enough.
Dude.
Ain't it funny? But that's my favorite thing about all these martial art films is that like they'll end up fighting these dudes that are like fucking they're fighting out of anger. But when you fight that dude who's at peace, the dudes that fight when they're at peace
are the best. Right?
Are the best because they can think logically. They're not reacting off emotion as much as they're reacting off skill.
So it's technique. Like so they're so calm in the cut. So they're just like, psh, psh, and then they're blocking this, but they're like very like nonchalant about like, I like that style
because
it's like effortless. They're like, they're like catching a kick.
Yes, dragon fist.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I'm just saying, there's something there. The way you could utilize.
I can't believe you're literally the first person I think I've ever been able to geek out about this.
What kung fu movies?
Yeah. I've watched so many that I can't like remember unless like. Someone's like, you ever seen this one?
Oh, Seven Deadly Venoms. That was the
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, dude. That's the one I haven't seen. That's one, the one with everyone has a different style.
Yeah.
The Toad one. Uh-huh. Everyone has their own shit.
Yeah, I know that one, yeah. I haven't seen that one, though.
You got to watch that tonight, dog.
I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you.
That's the one.
I'm telling you, like, I watched that shit.
Dude, it's great.
I watched that shit. You know one I haven't seen though that was pretty modern. I haven't seen Crouching Tiger.
That was good, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, that was.
I've seen Jackie Chan's Drunken Master. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. You got me all excited, bro.
You're making me want to go on Tubi later and while I edit bro. This.
It's a fucking guy.
You know what? They should give me an endorsement because I'm fucking.
I know they should.
I'm showing these motherfuckers a lot of love.
Is Tubi through YouTube?
No, you can get it anywhere.
It's like YouTube, like fucking Fund Them Hoes or Own It.
No, it's just an app. If you just go on your phone and then you just like for app. At the app store and you type in Tubi, it's free. But this is the only kicker. This is the kicker. You can watch all the movies for free, but they're ads. So you're going to have to sit through like three commercials.
But you could pay for no ads.
No. It's a lot of ads.
So you get like legit commercials.
Yeah. But it's okay because you could take a piss break. Or you can make a sandwich, whatever. Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, that's the only downside.
Well, I wasn't going to download that shit. What is
Criterion? I don't even know. See my internet.
Is that an app?
Yeah, it's like a subscription service like Netflix and stuff. They have a lot of art house movies. So like anything you could ever imagine.
That's why she's here, man. You know, like I didn't know that.
Wow. Criterion. You ever seen The Education of Sonny Carson?
I mean, come on, dude. I mean, I sampled some of that shit. Some of my shit, yeah. Love that shit, yeah.
You seen it?
Yeah.
You see The Education of Sonny Carson. Now we're going into black films.
Well, a Korean guy can't enjoy fucking black cinema, motherfucker. A little Korean motherfucker.
Dude, there's not many people that know that.
What are you talking about, dude? I've made fucking beats with that shit, bro. Yeah.
Oh, you sampled some of the like the
Hawks.
I'm like geeking out right now.
What are you talking about, dude? I love that
I'm geeking out right now.
Dude, I had the DVD somewhere around here, dog.
Brody.
Why are you so tripped out? I'm a little hip-hopper, because I know it. Too,
okay,
dude.
Yeah,
I'm
true.
I'm a little hip-hopper.
It has been sampled.
And you don't think, motherfuckers, you don't think Wu-Tang sampled that
shit? Yeah, I know, yeah. Ghostface.
You don't think fucking Large Professor? Yeah. You don't think all fucking sampled that shit?
Wow.
But check this
just
out.
Just you and me, motherfucker.
Just you and me.
Burn them.
You got to go through the old mill.
I'll put trademarks around your fucking eyes. Wow.
Yeah, dude. That's a great movie.
Who number one? The Hawks. His whole style is chump.
Yeah. That's a great movie. Yeah, that's 70s. Yeah. God damn.
Bro, I could hug you right now.
So, not a lot of people.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Know about that?
I don't think so. There's not too many people I've been able to talk to about it.
Is it like a classic? Like a cult classic?
I mean, I don't think it's a cult classic. I don't know. Unless people that listen to this pod like know about it and like listen to it, like leave it in the comments or whatever. But yeah,
dude,
like that shit.
That's just a great movie, yeah, man.
Damn, that's crazy. You can watch it on. You can watch it for. You can watch it for free on YouTube.
No.
Which one? Let me get your favorite scene. Who killed little boy?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the funeral.
No, they're walking in their high school, the hallway, and then one of the dude bumps into
him. Oh, when the dude bumps into him.
This is Hawks territory.
And then he goes,
"Who you with?"
Yeah, the Lord's.
No.
He goes, "This Lord's territory."
Yeah. You got 5 seconds.
Yeah. All right, bet. One, two, he starts counting.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
that dude's, I like the main actor, that other guy, that the guy from the, not the Hawks, is it the Hawks?
He's one of the Lords.
Yeah, the Lords. Yeah. The Hawks are the bad guys, right? The Lords.
I mean, they're both bad guys, but the Lords are the one that's more about, because the main characters in the Lords.
You know why I like him?
Because remember they walk up the step when he's a kid?
And he gets jumped into the... Yeah, Old Mill. The Old Mill.
Yeah, and they start hitting him with fucking chains.
So there is a gauntlet. They have whips and chains.
Yes.
And but I like that because Sonny's dad was recycled shit too.
Yes.
You know, he goes, "Hey, Pops." Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then his dad was like, you know, he had a good rapport with his dad. Yeah.
Then he changed his life when he got out of prison and shit.
Yeah. Education of Sonny Carson.
Wow.
All these motherfuckers sampled.
I mean, oh, yeah, you're right.
But I picked
the part
they missed, so.
Which one?
Oh, just listen to Backpack on Meal on Sloth in Motion.
Okay.
That's so crazy you brought that up because I was trying to, I didn't want to like.
I didn't know.
I don't know, but the thing is, I might like pay homage.
Yeah.
Because those motherfuckers, I already know they, you know, with hip hop.
Yeah, if you're a hip hop head, you know it.
But the thing is, and
if you're black, you know it.
But there's this thing, if they missed, if it's an open loop where I'm like, well, they didn't use it, and then I have a sampler too.
Yeah.
I could loop it and then make, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that, damn. I mean, that's like my mentality is like, okay, well, it's been done, but they didn't do it like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's kind of like that. It's, oh, look, time flies.
Really?
Yeah, she already did that. Yeah. I want to plug your special.
Let's plug it.
Hard.
Hard?
Say it again.
Three dads, two moms on YouTube through Don't Tell Comedy. Watch it. It's a 30-minute special. It's the first thing I put out, the longest thing I put out. I'm really excited about it because
proud of you.
I feel like I did everything I wanted to do with it. And also I'm excited for the new, now I'm working an hour to be able to film like an hour.
Killing it.
You know what I mean? I'm excited. But also like, I took my time with that shit, you know, and I'm like,
tell.
I wanted to make it like fucking dope.
I could tell.
And so that's what I feel with the hour, now with the hour. You know, because, man, I was really excited to do a half hour because, you know, back in the day, it used to be like, you get like a late night set, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Then you do like a Comedy Central Presents, those half hours. Mm-hmm. And then you like film an hour.
HBO used to do those.
HBO used to have it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They used to do that. And then you would get an hour or whatever. And that's like, I love that old school trajectory, and that's what I feel like I'm like doing with mine, and I'm like taking my time with it, and like, yeah, like I said earlier, like I wasn't like, you know, posting a lot of stand like myself of like doing stand up.
You kind of have to a little. You got to give them
sprinkles. Which I'm not opposed to it at all now. Like I just, you know, I and my reps would like get a little upset, but I was like, I'm not ready yet. Like I'm good, but I want to be like, you know, pretty damn good to like be able to like do that. Like I want to have like something that like, you know, like not that I thought I sucked. I was just like, nah, not yet. I was like, you got to know when to shoot sometimes.
But you could gauge it, right?
Yeah, you can gauge it.
So
yeah.
In music terms, would it be like an hour being an LP and then a half hour being like an EP?
Yeah.
So it'd be like a tight EP.
Yeah, and then like a late night says like a demo.
Yeah. Just tell me your Instagram, please.
Instagram at Chappelle Lacey, SHA. P as in Peter, E as in Edward, L, LACEY.
We both got love for Arizona. I'm going to head back soon. Yeah. Shout out to Mesa, Chandler, Gilbert, Tempe, Phoenix.
Tempe, Queen Creek.
Glendale.
I'll
keep going. Tucson.
Tucson, Desert Ridge.
Yeah, Prescott.
Area, North Phoenix.
Yeah.
Prescott.
We love
Apache Junction.
There you go.
Remember that one? Apache Junction?
Van Buren.
Oh. You spent some time on Van Buren?
No, but that could be a part four.
ASU days. I know we'll, you spent we'll time see. On Van Buren.
We'll see. Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Okay. That's the best way to support the platform. Okay.
Support this platform.
Not only that.
This guy gave me a platform to promote my special.
Like and share his comedy special right now.
Right now.
Because that's going to help the algorithm.
It's going to help it. It's going to boost it. It's going to do everything to it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's doing pretty good right now. I think it's...
Good. Well, hopefully like, it'll pick up a little bit more steam. Are you hopping on another podcast as
Yeah,
well?
Yeah. I'm doing a bunch.
You went back on Toby's?
Yeah.
We love Toby Morris.
We love Toby Morris. And we
especially love the Max heartthrob Max.
Love some Max Morris.
Do you think Max will come here? I mean, do you think he'd be open for an interview?
Yeah, he probably would.
We'll talk after.
Yeah, he probably would. I don't see why not.
Dude, I love you, man.
Dude, love this you too, great. Man. Great.
I'll drink my last year cold and then I'm heading to the vault. My car is on the asphalt, it wasn't all my fault.
It's recording here. Yo, shout out my boy Kwangu.
Walking like a badger, my stature is so short. The camera tends to capture tiny balls on tennis courts.
These words sing, don't leave these songs astray. Even when we passed away, the music sassed away.
We gotta make a move, my little dude, fetch your suit. Don't wanna be removed by a gun, that's a cue.
Little Ray, you just wanna give a shout out to my main man, Stevie Weeby, aka Kwangu.
The fish that grew feet, wanted to be a part of me. Gave up their physical to chill amongst the richest thieves.
Man, I had my fill, I seen the damage and catch rats.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.